It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Nadia Hamdan. A federal court is hearing a Texas case today. A group of Latino voters are challenging how the state elects judges for its high courts. Here to talk this through with me is KUT's Ashley Lopez. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
So help us refresh our memory on this case, Ashley.
Okay, so this case was actually supposed to go to before the court last month, but there was an ice storm, so this has been rescheduled to today. And, you know, this is about how we in Texas elect judges for the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals and the Texas Supreme Court. People challenging the law, it's a group of Latino voters, and their fear is that the fact that we have partisan elections, one, at-large elections, which means that everyone in the state gets to vote for every single one of the judges on that court, and the fact that they're elected to begin with creates a situation that it's been really unfavorable for Latinos in the past few years. And Ezra Rosenberg, who's part of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, says it's actually really hard to elect a Latino here in Texas, and he has like the stats to prove it.
Historically, for example, since 1945, only five Hispanics have served on the state Supreme Court, and all of them were appointed initially, not elected. Only two Hispanics have ever served on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, and no Hispanics served on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals from its establishment in 1876 until 1990.
Are lawyers confident that they have a good case here to effect some change?
Yeah, I mean, Louisiana was forced to district their elections, which is what the Texas plaintiffs are asking for. They want Texas voters in their communities to vote for their respective judges as opposed to the whole state electing people. And it's a complicated thing, but it's shown that districted elections in general have more diverse outcomes. Actually, here's Ezra Rosenberg on this.
This has been going on for a long period of time, but the important thing now is that the Hispanic population has grown. So that right now it is a large proportion in terms of citizens of voting age population, which is one of the metrics that's used in these cases. We think right now the time is clearly ripe for this case.
You know, there are not a lot of states that have a system like this. Louisiana had a case like this, and I think there's one pending that's similar in Alabama. But overall, you know, Ezra Rosenberg says, you know, these courts haven't had a chance to really debate this issue in recent years.
All right. Well, that's KUT's Ashley Lopez. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. You can always find more news at KUT.org.